This aging debutante, Mr. Jefferson, I retain in my employ only because she is the sole support of her two-headed brother.
Understood. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Whiteside. You've been very kind. Oh, by the way, I'm a bridge player if you need one while you're here.
Good, good. How much can you afford to lose?
No, I usually win.
We won't discuss it. Come back at 8:30. We'll play three-handed with Baby Jane.
Shetty!
Mets! Mets, you incredible Beetlehound! What are you doing here?
I explained, Shetty. First, I kiss my little Maggie.
Mets, darling, what a wonderful surprise!
The enchanted Mets! Jefferson, you are standing in the presence of Professor Adolph Metz, the world's foremost authority on insect life.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Well, Shetty?
Metz, stop looking at me adoringly and tell me why you are here.
You are sick, Shetty, so I come to cheer you.
Jefferson, he lived for 2 years in a cave with nothing but plant lice. He reads 3 pages in the Encyclopedia Britannica, don't you, my little hookworm?
Please, Shetty, you embarrass me. Look, I have brought you a present to while away the hours. Please. I said to my students, boys and girls, I want to give a present to my sick friend, Sheridan Whiteside. So you know what we did, Sherry? We made for you a community of Better Planeta Americana, commonly known as the American Cockroach. Behold, Sherry, Rock City. In here are 10,000 cockroaches.
10,000? Sarah, what do you think?
What if all goes well, Sherry? In 1 week, there'll be 50,000 cockroaches.
If all goes well? What can go wrong? They're in there, aren't they?
Maggie, please.
You can watch them, Sherry, while they live out their whole lives as they laugh, they play, they mate, and they die. They even bury their own dead, Sherry.
I'm glad of that, or else I'd probably have to do it.
Look, here is the maternity hospital. They do everything human beings do.
Wow.
Maggie, please, these are my cockroaches.
With these earphones, Shetty, you can listen to the mating call from the cockroach. Listen.
How long has this been going on? Jefferson, listen.
Aha! Better Planeta Americana. There are cockroaches in this house.
I beg your pardon? Oh, Mr. Whiteside, I don't know who this man is, but I will not stand
here. Thank God, sir. Ah, these must be my luncheon guests. Matt, you're staying for the day, of course.
Certainly.
Jefferson, stay for lunch?
Sure, glad to.
Maggie, tell them there'll be 2 more. Ah, come right in, gentlemen, come right in. Jefferson, these are the fruits of that humble Valentine. These men, now serving the final months of their prison terms, have chosen to enter the ivy-covered walls of Cropfield. They have formed the Sheridan Whiteside Fan Club, and they have come here today to learn from me a little of its tradition. Gentlemen, I envy you your great adventure. You're Michelson, aren't you? Butcher shop murders?
Yes, sir.
God, I recognize the face. The last one, Jefferson, is Henderson the Hatchet Fiend. Always chop them up in a salad bowl. Henderson, ignore her. She's nobody at all.
Lunch is ready, Mr. Whiteside.
Thank you, John. Go right in, gentlemen. We're having chicken livers, tetrazzini, and cherries jubilee for dessert.
No salad bowl, Mr. Whiteside?
No, Henderson. I did not wish to place temptation in your path.
Oh.
I hope every little tummy is a flutter with gastric juices.